There are so many amazing companies, nonprofits, and organizations in the city of Chicago dedicated to social good. And to do our part, I want to shine a light on those that cannot be ignored. Today, we're looking at how education programs are preparing for the next generation of workers and entrepreneurs. With me is Matt Meltzer, CEO of Sage Corps, a global entrepreneurship program that sends top university students abroad to work for global startups. And as our featured expert, Alina Rozwadowska from Mindspring Partners, a recruiting firm in charge of hopefully putting these talented graduates to work. I'm Scott Catoon, and let's start talking about tomorrow's business today. Matt, okay, so welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
Matt, I have to tell you, usually when somebody brings up the topic of our current state of education, I tell them to please just don't get me started. Today I have to tell you, please do get me started. So tell me a little bit about Sage Corp for one, and then obviously I want to hear about your journey into it because I believe you were the initial guinea pig for this.
I was, that's right. So Sage Corp it's a global entrepreneurship program. Think study abroad without studying. We send students, and actually now we're doing this for young professionals who want to get their hands dirty, real world experience building a company abroad and you know, on an international scale. So we've built out a full program, not just to get students and young professionals now, you know, experience at company building, but also to really immerse them in these global communities and build a global network with the ultimate goal, as you had sort of alluded to, when they come back, of connecting them with some really, really good job prospects. In my personal case, I was the guinea pig. This was in 2003, although I guess I'm dating myself.
It's okay.
Unemployed college grad, packed a backpack, went down to Argentina. Ended up spending a year there living and working for, at the time, an early stage newspaper. That experience was transformative for me. And really the idea for Sage Corp was, well, what if I could give that experience back, but in a packaged way where someone could literally just parachute into these countries, get work experience, and then come back and go on their way.
So one of the things you sort of left out there in your journey that I hope I'm quoting this properly, but I think it's a key detail to why this is valuable or potentially valuable. One, you didn't just go to college. You went to University of Pennsylvania, which is an unbelievably high level school, not to make you feel uncomfortable, but that it's just reality. And you were working, and I know it's a different culture, but for $5 an hour, correct?
Yes,
we're talking about a person who goes to a not cheap university, a very high level university, and in our country was not prepared to get a big time job that you thought you would have gotten or probably should have gotten.
Yeah, no, I mean, for me, it was eye opening coming out of school. When I did, this was just after the dot-com bubble. Yep. And at that point, you were either, you know, in finance going to Wall Street or becoming a lawyer or doctor. Really, those were kind of the paths at that point. And I really just didn't fit in at when I graduated that year. So, yeah, I ended up going down to South America making $5 an hour. And it was just an incredible experience for me to live in that sort of environment and really earn, you know, every penny I made. And that I think I've always taken with me since.
I mean, not to get on the soapbox on this, but the reality is, like, I feel like this is a major, and you're hopefully solving a big problem or at least contributing to the solution. I think it's a major problem for me. I went to graduate school at Northwestern. I don't want to beat up on them too much. We got a football game we want to win tomorrow, or I guess Saturday, which we're probably not going to win because anyway. But I feel like universities give you all the resources, all the tools, if you want to take advantage of them. But they don't tell you that you have to take advantage of them. They certainly don't show you how to take advantage of them. You come out of a school like Penn, you assume, or Northwestern, Penn, any Chicago, any of these schools that are fantastic. It's like, well, there should be a line waiting for me to get this awesome job. But the reality is you need to be able to find that niche that you can do and dig out a place where you differentiate and you bring assets that can't be automated.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right, and exactly what we've seen, you know, in our experience running the program now for 2.5 years. There are so many resumes now, especially now you can just press a few buttons online, and now all of a sudden these companies that are hiring entry levels, they have literally tens of thousands of applicants, right? Yep. So you talk about a way to separate yourself. And this you know, happened to me in my case, but global experience really is a difference maker. Why? Because 99% of college graduates come out of school with no global work experience. So if you want to put yourself at the top of the resume pile, being in the 1%, regardless of whether you went to Harvard or any public school anywhere in the country, it doesn't matter at that point, right? So this, as we've seen, it really can be a difference maker. I just saw the latest statistics for students who spend time abroad. They have a job. They're employed within 12 months of graduation, 97% of them. The national average for college grads being employed within 12 months is 47%. So, I mean, the numbers don't lie. Spending time abroad absolutely matters and can be that difference maker.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I get applications before we pivot on to the professional recruiter is going to tell us whether this is a valid concept. But from my personal experience, I am on Career Cat at Northwestern. I try to keep, I'm one of those Homer type people. Like if I can get somebody to work with me or whether it's an intern or whatever it is, I try to find somebody who came from the same place that I did, so we kind of have a reference point. And every single one of them that does not either play, had not played sports or did not travel, something in there that's different. There's a couple of them right now I haven't even responded to, which is probably impolite. But I look for people who have traveled or done just something, because otherwise you are that cookie cutter like every other person out there. You're not going to bring something new to me that, you know, particularly for the cost that I'm going to pay for a Penn or a Northwestern graduate. I need you to bring something that's not just like candy wrapped. It's got to be, you got to have something more than that.
And we've seen that with our students. Like, I'll tell you a quick story. We had a student go to Argentina who helped with no experience in this space, helped build out an e-commerce site because really she just was willing to kind of step outside her comfort zone and take that on. She then comes back, interviews for jobs. She goes to Michigan and did the on-campus recruiting, ended up getting a job with a company here in Chicago to help build out their website, but as a developer. She's never coded in her life, and they said, we want to hire you. Oh, and the job offer is to be a developer. And she says, I don't know how to code. And they said, well, we see you went down to Argentina with no experience and were able to make real contributions there. We think someone like you has the absolute perfect mindset to jump into this and learn on the fly. And that's the type of candidate we want.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you real quick before we pivot, random fact for you. I just read this in Bloomberg today. In China, the students in preschool are now learning how to code. So you need to come up with this exact same program for like preschool abroad. Got to send our American kids over to China and they learn how to code.
I love it.
It's unbelievable,
Sage
right?
Sage Core 2.0. That's
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. So now that we know what these students are gaining, why don't we move over to Lena and tell us potentially what this impact is on them for employers?
Absolutely. When I think of a company, and if it's only made out of people that are from the same, background, universities, I feel like there's a lot of brain but no storm. If everybody has the same mindset, it's difficult to think outside the box. So when you have experience in Argentina or somewhere else in the world, you bring in a completely different outlook on things. You learn about new cultures and it broadens your horizons and you become a better, well-rounded professional. I personally work with a French guy, and I'm from Poland, and we work with a guy who's from India. So all of us together, we create completely different, we bounce back ideas, and it works really well.
I agree. I think it's important. I guess, what are some of the, you work for Mindspring Partners, right?
Yeah.
So what are some of the companies Mindspring, what are some of the companies saying about what they're missing as far as, the Mindspring, the companies that you're recruiting for? What are they saying they're missing in their applicants?
Yeah, when I look at resumes and I talk with the candidates for entry-level positions, they don't know much about job applications. Like, I have to guide them through the whole process. And what I'm missing very often is a selling point, something that makes them look a little different than millions of other candidates, because we work with our clients, but they always have to post their job posting online as well. So we're basically competing with people that are applying directly to the company and the best candidates that we're going to find. So I need to find someone really special, someone who has that experience that is going to stand out. And absolutely, I can see global experience, especially applying for international companies, being that differentiating point.
So you think global experience is more important than like being a former caddy or used to work at my dad's company? Or I mean, these are things that I see. I'm not kidding. It's unbelievable. Like if you... This is a note for anyone who's in college right now. If you listen to this show, which I hope you do, do not put "I'm a caddy" on your application. Don't do it. Go do something else. Do just like volunteer anywhere. Do give up a Saturday. Pet dogs.
Absolutely.
Do anything.
Well, you know, as a recruiter, I need to draw certain conclusions, and HR and companies as well. So when I look at somebody's experience and I see that they were abroad, I know that they had to step out of their comfort zone, go to another country, find themselves in a different culture, and succeed. I mean, if you complete an internship that's 3 or 4 months long, it means that you're able to work with a team of people you never met before that speak different language and have different backgrounds. That just gives me an indicator that when I place you at that company, you're here in the United States, you're going to be as good as you were in that internship because you were able to find yourself in another country. That's a really big, you know, success.
Yeah.
I know because I'm in the United States and I came from Poland. So.
That's a great point that you make, to be honest with you. And, you know, one of the things, I don't know, we didn't really touch on this, Matt. it's not just internships. We're looking at a lot of gaining entrepreneurial experience working with startups. So I want to, I don't know which way to go with this. I guess I'll ask you the question first. Why don't you talk about the startup piece of this? And then I'm going to pivot this over to kind of an interesting point that I just read today.
Sure. So I think that's the other important sort of component here, right? It's that...
And it's a crucial component, actually.
Absolutely. The students in our program aren't working in a cubicle at a corporation, right? They are at an early stage company, typically... that has come out of the incubation phase. So they've got some proof of concept, and now they're trying to scale their business. But they don't have enough capital yet to hire a huge team. So what happens at this point in their growth is that there's huge opportunities. There's so much work that has to be done with not enough people to do it. So our students come in and sit right next to the CEO and the COO, and they'll build a go-to-market strategy for a new country. They will roll out a digital marketing, you know, campaign. They will be doing things that the CTO or the CMO or the head of sales and biz dev would be doing at bigger companies, and they're doing this at the age of, you know, 18 to 25 or something like that. So the type of experience that we're seeing at early stage startups really is the other differentiating factor. It's not just global experience, but it's actually transferable substantive experience that, and as you know from your work at startups, you're not going to get if you're going to intern at a bigger corporate environment.
I tell you, I mean, obviously it's cool working with startups, but I think that this is something that is more valuable to the larger entity companies. I mean, everybody loves an intern, right? I mean, who doesn't want to have an intern?
Yeah.
but I will tell you, if I could have an intern or an employee that I'm paying, and especially interns that you do pay, if somebody could bring me an entrepreneurial spirit to the job and I could know that, like, listen, I don't expect you're going to be perfect at this, but I know that as an entrepreneur or someone trained that way, you're going to be able to figure it out. You're going to be able to figure it out enough that I recognize it, and that's huge. So, I mean, I feel like that's a tremendous value that... Yeah,
and ultimately that's what we're looking to do, is to find companies coming on the back end who want to recruit our talent from our talent pool, because as we've seen, right, these students are coming, would then go into entry-level jobs with the experience of coming up with solutions to problems. They don't have a playbook. There's no sort of there's no structure in place, and they're just asked to problem solve. And our goal ultimately is to figure out which companies out there would be interested in getting their hands on this sort of talent.
Absolutely. I think that working for a startup is a really deep dive, but if you float and end up, you know, swimming, it just means that you're able to navigate your way through an entry-level position. You wear so many hats at a startup because there's no structure, so you have to find your own way. I worked at a startup as well, and it gave me a lot of experience that helped me today to be a recruiter, so absolutely.
You heard it there first. I mean, Alina just said if these startup people come out of college and they float up, she's going to pick them up and get them jobs, right?
Absolutely.
Call me. No promises. Just give a call. Well, you know, you made a good point. This whole conversation has been fantastic. One of the major points that I saw today, actually, and some of the people in this room right now filming this might know this very well, is the model for small and mid-sized businesses is moving over to an entrepreneurial model where you'll have somebody says, listen, I've got the cash, the funding to provide you with the resources and the direction necessary, but I'm going to hire you as an entrepreneur and you're going to have a red split with me. And I'm basically going to hand you all the tools you need and you're going to just go. Yep. And if you don't go, you're going to sink and some of them are going to swim. Yep. And that's just life, how it is. Yep. As they say, that's life in the big city. if you can send people to away from their college where they're insulated, which I love the insulation, but you don't really, you know, you can do whatever you want. There's no mistakes. There's no penalties, really.
Yeah.
If you can take them and send them somewhere else and say, all right, go, drop, see if you can swim. When you come back, your confidence is higher, your connections are higher, your network is bigger, your ability to think on your feet and make things happen and succeed in that small to midsize, much better. I think this is a fantastic idea. Alina, before we go, I want you to tell us a little bit about Mindspring Partners and how we can get involved, how these Sage graduates can get in touch.
Sure. So Mindspring Partners is a company that does staffing and all sorts of staffing. I personally work on the tech team, but we also do accounting. We do financial staffing and permanent and temporary placements as well. So basically a wider range of jobs that we work with and clients. The clients that we work with are mid-sized to really big corporations, international and global companies. So we definitely have different kinds of opportunities. Right now I'm working on a couple of entry-level positions. So I actually talked today to a young person that's trying to apply to a position at our client. So, you know, the way you can get in touch is probably go on the website, call us, or you can email me, alina@mindspringpartners.com.
I'm glad they didn't put your last name on the end of that email. We'd be here for quite a while.
Yep.
And also the one thing
that was actually the reason why.
I have a feeling. It's like you're a co-founder. You came in like, she's Alina. She was the first one here. And one other thing to mention there is make sure that people stop by the Technori pre-parties, which happen. The next one's December 1st. Technori is amazing. Your pre-party, I always talk about this. Amazing finger food. So it's worth going. Even if the people sucked, which they don't, amazing finger food.
And a cool giveaway every time.
And, I don't win, so I always just forget about that. But yeah, there is a cool giveaway if you're lucky, if you're one of those people. Matt, how do people sign up or get involved with Sage?
So you can check out sagecore.com.
Okay.
That's the easiest place. We're on Facebook as well, and you can follow us on Twitter at @sage_core, CORPS.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks to Matt and Alina and our amazing sponsors from Insperity. You can watch this episode and more on Advisor TV. Stream us on the WGN Plus app. Download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom. That's a wrap. And now, your Coachable Moments brought to you by the Happy Hour Coach, Tim Ressmeyer, the official coach of Tomorrow's Business Today on WGN+.
Alina and Matt had a great conversation there about staffing, both with Sage Core and with Mindspring Partners. What a great thing they're doing for young people, helping them get into the market. And all the conversation about, are students equipped when they come out of college to be able to go and tackle that next thing, to get that job, and how do they differentiate? For people who are able to travel and to step out and travel and get the global experience, clearly that's an advantage. And there are different ways, too, and working in the startups and developing those skills are ways to help differentiate. This topic's near and dear in my coaching practice. I work with a lot of people who are in transition, whether they're younger or more senior. And the main thing that we always focus on is, how are you different? In this case, global travel is one way to differentiate. getting experience at a startup is another. But there are other things. And Scott made some comments about caddies and people who don't have as much dramatic kind of experience. But the real question is for people who are in that job search process to really look at themselves. How are they different? What do they bring to the table? How do they set themselves apart? It may not be as dramatic as global travel, but as Alina said, when you get in there and you learn that you can swim and you can navigate those waters, you're going to be successful. So what is it that you've found in the past that's made you successful that you can use now and articulate that and drive that home when you're doing your job search? This is Tim Ressmeyer, the Happy Hour Coach, with Coachable Moments.